Welcome to The New Perspective. My name is Arena Risper, and I am back in the studio with Mr. AJ Gross. He is the president of ALG Tax Solutions. And the last time he was here, which was a couple of weeks ago, I was just really, really interested about, you know, how we go about doing our taxes and how anyone just does a job like he does. I think it's very complicated, especially with the changing of all the rules. And I mean, the IRS has some really interesting spaces to be. But one of the new rules that they have out is because of the health, that you have to have health insurance.
Right. You have to have health insurance. And if you don't have health insurance, you can get a penalty.
And how does one... Okay. All right. Let me go back, because my brain is on parents with children. So, for example, I am a parent with a 21-year-old who goes to college. My 21-year-old does not have insurance.
Okay.
I'm penalized, or is he penalized?
He will likely be penalized. This is for children under 18.
Oh, okay. So this is not a part of the other rule that you may have your children on your health insurance until they're 25 or right. Out of college or what have you.
Yeah, that's the tricky part about taxes.
Yeah, there's all these if thens, then what, then go through this loop, tie this one around your neck, and then you're really in trouble.
Exactly. When you look at taxes, it's almost like you have to look at every situation separately. They're not all necessarily connected. You have to look at taxes as an event. And you look at, so you have two events. You have one event is you are allowed to have your children on your medical insurance for up to 25 years old. That's one event. A second event is you must have health insurance for your child if they are under the age 18. So if you look at the child that is 21, that's not part of the first event, is not part of the second event. So that 21-year-old has to have their own health insurance.
Oh, people are going to be mad this year. Because I think that there are some people who are just like, hey, I don't know what's going on with this. This is all new. I don't want to sign up. You know, there's so much shenanigans going on about whether it's good or whether it's bad. And me personally, I figure that if you can go out and buy a pair of shoes, you can make sure that your feet are healthy to walk in those shoes.
Sure.
I mean, and I think that we all owe it to ourselves to be healthy. And but the whole tax thing was just, that was really surprising to me when I read that you had stated that, because I probably know a lot of people who are probably going to be penalized who work in jobs that don't make a lot of money.
And they will be penalized, but some people are justifying it because the health insurance is more expensive than the penalty.
Mm.
So you can go in and say, well, the penalty is not all that much to me, and compared to the health insurance that I would have to buy. So I'm just going to pay the penalty.
Mm. Okay.
Now, for 2014, the penalty is not significant. It does increase 2015, 2016. So it'll start hurting later.
Later, so that everyone can get a chance to get themselves in order.
Right.
But, you know, it's just really interesting to me, because sometimes I think to myself, can they go back and change it now after they've just disrupted our whole lives with this whole thing? And now...
No, it's closed.
It's closed.
You had until, I believe it was April 1st, to have the insurance in place. After that, it's done.
After that, listeners, it's done. Forever?
Until next year.
Until next year. Or if you were in college... Or under the age of 18, you have until probably November when your parents switch you over. Because there are some kids who are still in college who are under the age of 18.
Right. There's exceptions. Like if you change your job or you know, your livelihood situation changes. There are exceptions, but generally for the general population, after April 1st, you can't enroll in health insurance until next year.
Next year.
And that window doesn't open until November 1st of this year.
Boy, I'm always learning so much from you, and I think that this should probably be like a every couple of week kind of thing, because we're all scared. You know, sure. Tax has the word axe in it.
Because that's right.
You know, so we always think like we're all scared. People, listeners, I know you're just as scared as I am when it comes to taxes.
Right.
We're all scared. People are coming to your office and they probably look so frightened at first until you have that conversation with them that it's not really all that bad. This is what we can do. And speaking about being frightened about taxes, we're going to be speaking a little bit longer with AJ Gross. He is the president of ALG Tax Solutions, and he can be contacted at ajgross@algtaxsolutions.com. So we'll be right back after the break.